Introducing Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclico's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclico Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB, AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
Welcome to the Goddard Report. Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Bill VanderZam, former Premier of British Columbia. He spearheaded the very successful campaign against the Harmonized Sales Tax, better known as the HST in BC. He's speaking to us from Ladner, British Columbia. Bill, welcome back to the Goddard Report.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure being on with you.
Bill, I remember when you were Premier, Grace McCarthy was the Tourism Minister, and we rode on the very first SkyTrain car in 1986.
Yeah, that's SkyTrain was a big project, and I started that, when was it, I guess probably about, 84 or thereabouts.
I know there were people opposed to SkyTrain, which I find is the best way to get around the Lower Mainland ever.
It's working very well. If they didn't have SkyTrain, there'd be an awful lot of stops on Kingsway.
Bill, what are you up to, and what are you going to do?
I'm keeping very busy. I should be retired by now. At least that's what they keep telling me. But it's not working for me yet. I keep very busy. I'm in the office. I've got a big project on the go in Merritt, which is for seniors. It's 64 and a half acres. It's over 400 homes and a hotel. So it's a big project that takes a lot of my time.
You were at the Stand United rally this past weekend in Vancouver. Stand United can be found online at standunitedbc.ca. Can you tell us about the rally and how was it received?
There were quite a few people there, and obviously they're opposed to COVID, and they're opposed to the jabs, and they're opposed to all the things that they say come from it, as I've been too. But my objection for a good part is that too many people are falling into this without question. There's hundreds of politicians in this country, and I can't recall any of them speaking out, even if only to ask questions about things.
I believe Alberta's new premier had a lot of questions.
Yeah, Alberta has a lot of questions, but they don't necessarily come through here. And the media isn't doing too great a job either. So we have the politicians doing a lousy job in that respect. They don't ask any questions, particularly in this province. And we have the bureaucrats playing the same game. We don't hear from the police. We don't hear from the justice system. We don't hear from anyone as to what the questions that need to be asked. So when I see a group like this coming together, I commend them. And then my daughter is also quite involved with it, our daughter. And she said, please, Dad, can you come out and say a few words to show your support for what it is they're doing? And that's what I did.
Maxime Bernier was at the Stand United rally. Did you get a chance to talk to him?
I did. I talked to him briefly. There were a lot of people taking pictures and asking questions, and that's fine. But I did talk to Maxine, and I was quite impressed with what he had to say, although he was brief in his comments. But I already know what his stance on the various issues, and I commend him for that as well. I'm hoping to hear the same from or something similar to other politicians.
A number of BC politicians have their own page on Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum website, including Kevin Falcon, John Horgan, Christy Clark, and Gregor Robertson. How does BC get out from under the control of Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum?
You know, any of these politicians that are asking for something to happen nationally or internationally, worldwide, watch out for them. Just tell them to do their own job in their own area, first of all. And if they're satisfied with everything in this province or a like place, go for it. And if they're totally satisfied, they can look beyond that, maybe run for office somewhere else. It's crazy. If they're trying to get something nationally or internationally, which is what I see happening more and more, It's scary because it's only because they're hoping to get someplace where they don't have to ask questions, which they already do anyway. It's not good. I don't like it. I don't like this international stuff. Look after our own place first.
Why do you think David Eby, the Attorney General of BC, did not stand up for the people of BC during COVID?
I guess he was told, I presume, I can only guess, he was told by the premier or the prime minister or some bureaucrats that he shouldn't make any comment about anything. Because normally, David speaks out on a fair number of issues, at least more, if not enough, more than most.
What are your thoughts on the BC economy where real estate is king and inflation and interest rates are rising?
Well, first of all, the BC real estate is probably the highest in the country, or if not already the highest, it soon will be. I think it is. And it has been for some time. I presume it's taking a bit of a slowing right now, and that'll probably carry on for a bit of a time yet. But if you have to live someplace in the world, and we all do, this is probably the very best place to be. The Lower Mainland, and the rest of the province, for that matter, are just an ideal place to be living in. The weather is more suitable. The economy is reasonably solid, reasonably so. It's the best place to be.
Court testimony in Europe is exposing the worldwide vaccine campaign. We're hearing a massive number of vaccine deaths and injuries have been covered up. Could a lot of people in Canada be in a lot of trouble for pushing and coercing those vaccines on people, including governments and media?
Well, so far, what I've heard is mostly rumor, mostly somebody's comment, some analysis done by some group or some individual. I don't know if it's all valid or how valid it is, but the fact that the politicians are shut up and don't say anything, don't do their job, so to speak, kind of scares me. I think, personally, I'm also one who thinks there's too much happening in the world for things not to go wrong. The problem, I think, for a good part, is that when I was a youngster, a millionaire in your town was already a big shot, was a big deal. Now, billionaires are plentiful. There seems to be lots of people with lots of money. And it's scary because the moment they get all that money, they think power comes with it and they're doing things that you and I might object to. It's crazy, it's not good, and it's getting worse. I think they can do most anything they want. I've even had a friend tell me the other day that what we're experiencing drought-wise is manufactured. I don't know if that's true or what it is. It may be just a freak of nature, what we're experiencing here in BC. But you know what? The people with all those millions of dollars can do a lot of stuff, and they shouldn't be touching, but the politicians are involving them. It's scary stuff. Let the people with all the money do their own thing, but control them enough that they don't do the wrong things. And the politicians should stay away from that.
Healthcare in BC seems to be dysfunctional. If you were premier today, how would you fix it?
Well, it's always been a bit dysfunctional, so at least problematic, if not dysfunctional. It's been problematic. And the problem is that pretty well all of it is for free. And when you give things away for free, you also get a lot of abuse. And if they want to eliminate the abuse, they might have to institute a very small charge, even a $5 bill. As long as, when you do that, you make sure the legislation has a provision that they can't increase it without coming back to the people, even by a vote, because it gets abused at the political end as well. So it gets abused at both ends, and I think it needs to be monitored very closely. The abuse won't be eliminated completely, but something needs to be done to minimize it. Because when there's abuse, it's not costing the politicians. Well, it might be costing the politicians too, but it's affecting all the people. You and I, everybody pays for it.
The World Economic Forum's Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, where you will own nothing and be happy about it, is COVID just the beginning of that?
I don't think COVID is quite over yet. I think COVID they'll find a new variant very soon and want to start it all over again. You know, the politicians have had it pretty good during COVID because they haven't had to go to a lot of rallies or protests or meetings. They could pretty well do their own thing. They could say whatever they wanted to say and get away with it. So COVID is not going away that quick. It'll be back, and it could be back with a vengeance. I haven't had my shots, and I'm not going to get them. And I guess there are more people like me.
We've heard the New World Order, One World Government has been 50 years in the making. Did you sense a change from for the people to against the people?
It's definitely, if not against the people, that may be a bit of an overstatement. But it's total control. That's the problem. And we'll hear less and less of the politicians. Everything will be controlled. I don't hear anything come out of Victoria these days. And there's lots of things they could be talking about, if for no other reason than to get the opinion of the voters, of the people. Nothing's coming out of Victoria. Even less is coming out of Ottawa. I just don't know what's happening. And I agree that it may be a move towards globalism, national or international control. That's the way things are moving. And it's very bad. Not good.
There's now a worldwide focus on election fraud. What should be done in Canada to prove our elections are just at the federal, provincial, and municipal levels?
Yeah, it's quite amazing when you see the courts in the U.S. are apparently getting away from people voting the day or registering the day that they vote, or voting by mail, by a mail-in. The justice system in the U.S. has ruled against that. But while the justice system in the U.S. was getting rid of mail-in voting and abuse, our Ottawa government is introducing it. It's crazy. We've got big trouble. The U.S. got big problems, and we've got big problems. And it's only the people can change it. If enough people protest, even on the streets in Vancouver or wherever, it makes a big difference. I commend those people that do this. They're giving of their time. They're doing it. And they shouldn't have to do it. The politicians should be out coming to them, but that's how it is.
We'll have more with Bill VanderZam right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bill VanderZam. Bill, we've heard the rumor that a significant part of the BC economy is crime and corruption. What have you heard?
You know what? the more money gets involved in all of this, in all these political things, regardless of whether it's provincially, nationally, or internationally, the more money gets involved, the more corruption, the more problems. And it's not only coming from some of the people that are putting the money in there, perhaps, or using it for political purposes. It's also from various groups and organizations. There's too much power with some of these groups and people. And money will do it every time. Follow the money. That's what's happening.
What percentage of people do you think can actually think for themselves?
I don't know. I don't want to put a percentage on that. I don't have a clue, and I'm sure it'll vary depending on where you are. Where you are in the province or the country, what group you're mixing with, it's all of that. And the problem is, it's probably getting worse with more and more coming to use the mechanical things, the computers and the likes, instead of using their own brain.
Do you think the same people that fell for the COVID narrative will fall for the climate change narrative?
Yeah, there may be a connection, and I presume that the people that are promoting or presenting the COVID are not unlike the people that are talking about climate change. They've got the same motives in mind. They think that by promoting climate change or whatever it is they're promoting today will take away from the political issues that otherwise arise. So politicians are not turning this down. They're promoting it as well. It's often the same people.
Do you think people are waking up to see this global takeover?
Yeah, I think again, people aren't paying attention. It'll continue on. A lot of the politicians will promote it, and the people will all of a sudden find there's no turning back. They may wish to turn back, but we'll be far enough down the road that we can't turn back.
How important is it not to take your eye off the ball, which is follow the money?
That's what I keep telling everybody, follow the money. The problem is, sometimes accusations are made that are for political purposes or otherwise, and if that happens, it's not the money, it's the abuse of the suggestion that it's money. So it's not always money, it's often other things, and politics interferes with that. But you're right. Follow the money and you'll find out, especially today, there's a lot of billionaires out there in the world, and they think they've got all the power. They abuse things. They want the power. They want to do things their way for themselves, and we get saddled with it.
Bill, if you were back in the premier seat, what do you think would be the biggest change you would make for the province?
The trouble is, you can't just change things by changing the politicians. We've seen that for many years. We need to have a change in the system. The system itself needs to be changed. For one thing, politicians shouldn't be there for as long as they want to be there. Let them go for 2 terms or 4 years or 8 years or 12 years and then stop it. Out. Get somebody else.
Bill, thank you so much for being on the Goddard Report.
Jim, my pleasure. Call me again when you need some further information. It'll change very quickly again.
Or if I need some good garden advice.
You bet. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Jim. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. My guest has been Bill VanderZand, former Premier of British Columbia. If you have any questions for Bill or any of our other guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at Talk Digital Net. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. The Goddard Report is available online and mobile at talkdigitalnetwork.com. The Goddard Report is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.